Well, hi, everybody. There'll be a few cooling thundershowers roaming around the area today. Probably more on radar today than yesterday, but not every town will get one. Otherwise, it's going to be hot with a high in the middle 90s. And once again, the heat index goes into the triple-digit range, maybe as high as 105. The storms will fade out tonight, overnight low 76, then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Even better coverage on the showers and storms. There'll be more to go around, but still, not every town will get one with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Better rain chances on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The elderly woman who suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility has died. According to the lawsuit filed, 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. Mitchell went on a field trip in June and was left in the van for 6 hours. Haines Ambulance Service says they're having trouble finding homes during emergencies because street numbers aren't properly displayed. They say you should have 3 to 5 inch numbers on both sides of your mailbox and the front of your home, and that nothing should obstruct that view. And Prattville police are making changes at Dosterwell Park after several recent disturbances. The park's new hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and anyone under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Come over to the window, my little darling.
Open with Leonard Cohen.
Awesome. I hear any Rusted Power, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, he's dead.
Dead as a wedge.
Not getting any liver, I promise you that.
You know, that's the way he is. 7 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you to keep you informed and entertained on a daily basis with the greatest radio show ever programmed.
Well?
We cover the best stories. We do it with the best personality. We don't have many guests, but when we do, they're the greatest.
Yeah, or even call, people who call in.
You know what I've learned from Donald Trump?
What's that?
When he was running for office, and one of these CNN broads or whatever, I don't know, maybe MSNBC.
Haters and losers.
Yeah. Asked him, Mr. Trump, this is before he was the guy to in for, Mr. Trump, why do you always say everything's the best? Why do you say we have the best this and we have the best that? Don't you think other people have a viable claim that they are, in fact, the best?
Wrong.
You know what he said?
Wrong.
Hey, lady, nobody advertises world's fourth best pizza.
That's right.
And I learned from that. We have the best radio show ever. We cover the greatest stories. When we select a story, it's because it's a story that deserves to be covered. It needs time. But, man, you skip a lot of stories. Right, because there are better stories out there. That's why we cover what we cover. Our number, if you want to get in, incidentally, because we had the best call. Actually, you know what? We have the greatest callers in the history of the planet.
True.
Sometimes they frustrate me and I stop taking calls.
Well, that's different.
But, you know. 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. We have a lot of... I've even got intergalactic news. We've got local, national, international, and intergalactic.
Intergalactic?
Yeah. Well, I mean, space news.
Well?
You know what I wondered? This whole 50th anniversary thing, what's getting lost in the 50th anniversary?
The fact that they didn't land on the moon?
Well, let's just assume for the sake arguendo here.
Other than that.
Yeah. Let's just assume that they did, in fact, land on the moon. What major feature is being lost in all this coverage? You've seen the Washington Monument was lit up with the Saturn V. They're hosting things all over the place. Parks are having, you know, shooting up rockets. What's missing from this entire coverage? I know the answer to it. I'm going to tell you, and as soon as I tell you, you're going to go, oh, you're right. What's missing in all the coverage?
Enlighten me. Enlighten the audience.
Who walked on the damn moon?
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Who flew the copter in, or whatever that thing's called. Who flew it in?
John Glenn.
No. John Glenn was the first guy in space. Oh, yeah. It was Neil Armstrong. Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz.
Buzz is still quite alive.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Buzz?
I've seen a bunch of stuff with Buzz.
You've seen Buzz?
Yeah.
I've seen no Buzz.
I saw Buzz.
I've seen no Buzz. Buzz Aldrin recalls the first moments on the moon on the 50th anniversary of the moon. This is a Yahoo story. Dateline, Melbourne, Florida. I saw this story pop up, and I started thinking, wait a minute. Three dudes strapped themselves to the top of a friggin' rocket.
Three dudes for 4 days in space. I don't know where this is going, Baron.
And they went up in a party capsule that was, a lot of people thought would explode as soon as it started taking off. A lot of people thought might not be able to get back off the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be just stuck up there to suffocate and die in a few days.
That would stink.
And one of them is still quite alive. His name's Buzz Aldrin. You know why he's being left out of everything?
Why's that?
You know why they're talking about the moon landing in abstracts instead of identifying the individual? Let me just tell you this. If Buzz Aldrin was an Hispanic who supported Hillary Clinton, would he be on TV? Constantly? Would you ever be able to turn around without running into Buzz Aldrin during the 50th anniversary week of the moon landing? You wouldn't. They wouldn't even be covering the news. All they'd be talking about is, you know, Buzz Aldrin, he hates Trump. He hates Trump. That Buzz Aldrin, he's a Trump. We'll go to Trump-hating Buzz Aldrin, first man to pilot a craft onto the lunar surface, one of the very first men to land on the lunar surface. He will be up live next, and we will mention that he does hate Donald Trump, and he thinks Trump is the reason the moon is not producing energy right now.
Right.
Trump is the reason we don't have an intergalactic moon base. Instead, we're talking about the squad. We're talking about Trump dropping a GD last night at the rally.
Twice.
We're talking about... there's nothing that these liberals won't ruin. In every story, every major international story, and this is an international story, every major story, national, international story, politics, there's always an individual that personifies the story that they go to, right? Who is the obvious living person they should go to in every single story? Buzz Aldrin should be on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, every day for 5 days this week.
Maybe as a bad publicist.
No.
You don't think that's it?
No, this is what happens when you don't toe the globalist corporatist whore line. You're relegated to insignificance.
I'm kind of surprised that you're standing for Buzz here, considering that dude that tried to question him about the moon landing being fake, then he rocked him in the mouth.
That's all right.
I love that.
You take your lie to the grave, baby.
That's right. Buzz will beat that.
But I just started noticing it because I watched a lot of this coverage over the last couple of days. I flipped around. I've seen a ton of stories on the internet about the moon landing. Everybody's talking about the moon landing. Here's the guy that actually piloted them in to the moon landing. If it wasn't for him, they would have fallen into a giant crater. And he took over the automatic controls, allegedly, and gave it some more thrust and shot them back up a little bit, slowed down the descent.
And they couldn't even, the guy in the orbiter couldn't find him the whole time. Never saw him, you know that?
Yeah, you know why, right?
Because they weren't there.
I'm just pointing out the obvious. Again, I'm not complaining about it. That's the way the world works. That's not the purpose of me pointing all this out. The purpose of me pointing all this out is to continue to give you those glasses to put on so you can see the world the way I see the world. You want to know why Taylor Swift, after putting out 7 hit records that all went number one, having 30 smash number one hits, has finally come out as a Democrat and a globalist? Because if you don't, they move on to the next little young pop, tart. Buzz Aldrin is a big Trump supporter. He was at the State of the Union address. He saluted the President of the United States. And as a result, we're not allowed to talk to him anymore. We're not allowed to consider him as part of the journey anymore. And it's tragic. It's tragic. The hate for this president is so overwhelming. It's not him as an individual. They don't really care about Donald Trump because they loved him 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Media couldn't get enough Donald Trump. They don't hate Donald Trump. They don't think he's a racist. They didn't think he was a racist when he was on Oprah. They didn't think he was a racist when he was on all the national shows. They didn't think he was a racist when he was winning awards from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They didn't think he was a racist when he was posing for pictures with Rosa Parks. They don't really believe he's a racist. They didn't think he was an anti-Semite when he watched his daughter convert to Judaism to marry Jared Kushner and then still considers the two of them his two closest advisors. They didn't think he was an anti-Semite when he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem after every president had promised to do so. They don't think he's a racist or an anti-Semite. That's to keep dumbass liberals occupied. They're worried he's tearing down globalism one day at a time. They're worried about what Jeffrey Epstein's going to spill. They're worried about investigation.
Apparently they need to be worried about what Jeffrey Epstein's about to spill.
Yeah, they do need to be worried. They're worried about investigations into the Clinton Foundation. They're worried about the realignment of intelligence out of the Five Eyes countries, the colonial former Commonwealth countries, into Saudi Arabia and Israel. They're worried about Trump winning over Saudi Arabia for anti-globalism. That's what they're worried about. They don't really think he's a racist. No, nobody on this planet who knows him or who matters thinks he's a racist. Not one of them. Not one person. I mean, dumbass following the masses lemming liberals. Sure, they do, because they've been told to think that. Orange man bad. Orange man bad. He's got Cheeto-flavored face. Okay. We get it. But I hope you look at the story of Buzz Aldrin. The missing Buzz Aldrin from this week's news. You might see him on a few little small things here and there. But this guy should be trotted out at every event. He should be on every major media broadcast. Buzz Aldrin should be on a heroes tour. 50 years. And he's still alive. He's still there. He's still around. You can talk to him. He's with it. He's not like a vegetable drooling on himself somewhere in a retirement home.
Yeah, he was what? Was he in his 20s when they went to the
Yeah, they all were.
Yeah, they had to be young and virile.
Like Joey.
Right. He's too old now. He's 30.
That's true. Joey will never go to the moon.
So Buzz was born in 1930, so he was almost 40.
Was he really?
Yeah.
When they went to the moon?
Yeah.
No, because he'd be almost 90 now. That's not
right. He's 88.
Is he really? 89,
yeah.
What? That's a good-looking 88-year-old.
Yeah.
We could all have such good genes.
I know.
He was almost 40?
Yeah, dude. And Buzz Aldrin, true baller.
Look at that picture of him in the capsule. He didn't look 40.
Oh, he's 39.
Okay. I'm 39. Yeah. I don't look that good.
Well, you know.
Duh.
You got more hair. That's the reason they called him Buzz, you know. Graduated third in his class from West Point in 1951.
All right, that's
commissioned
smart.
Commissioned in the U.S. Air Force, served as a jet fighter pilot during the Korean War, 66 combat missions, shot down 2 MiGs.
Wait a minute. How did he end up in the Air Force if he went to West Point?
Yeah, you could do that back then. Because, like, that.
Oh,
like,
they didn't have an air. Because
it was, like,
was
right
new.
Around the time. Yeah.
Air Force was new.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, fair enough. I'm just telling you guys. Not enough love for Buzz Aldrin this week, and it comes down to Trump. This is the way the media treats people. Again, it's not just what they cover, it's what they don't cover. It's what they don't cover. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Your love lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forever.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro Bonus Days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-Tool Combo Kit with two batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro Bonus Days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account and enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply, U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. With song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's Frank Sinatra. Look, we don't have to be in a Frank Sinatra war. Who's that guy they always get in a war with? Can't think
of the name. What?
You know, they you either friend of his or friend of the...
Tony Bennett?
No.
Dean Martin?
Dean Martin. Yeah, Dean Martin. I couldn't think of his name.
Frank and Dean were boys.
I know, but, you know, there are a lot of people who like Dean who crap all over Frank.
Look.
And they say, well, you can't like, you know, Frank's nothing.
Without Frank, there's really not a Dean as we know it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Frank was the dude that could, like, deal with Dean when he was constantly blotto.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, drunker than you've ever been from the time he woke up to the time he passed out. But when the light went on,
he was Dean Martin.
He could nail it.
Dean Martin.
That was his, like, one skill. He was a savant.
Heirloom Jewelers, he has one skill. He's a savant. It's jewelry. It's jewelry. The guy understands it. You know, he doesn't know the car business. He doesn't know the carpet business. He doesn't know the roofing business. He doesn't know carpentry. He knows jewelry. He knows jewelry. He's trained. Gemological genius. GIA certified diamond specialist. He understands diamonds inside and out. He carries amazing, amazing jewelry. The price is right because there's no markup. No markup. I mean, you get a little tiny profit wedged in there.
Yeah.
But, the, you know, profit's not a dirt. A little tiny profit wedged in there. But everybody else has their profit wedged in there, and then they got a markup for the general manager, and a markup for all the salespeople, and a markup for this, and a markup. He doesn't have any of that. It's just him. You walk into Heirloom Jewelers, you're doing business with Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's the guy, third generation Heirloom Jewelers, started by his grandparents. He's got his name on the line. He loves the place and wants to see you walk through the door. He can buy your jewelry, sell you some jewelry, trade some jewelry out with you. Just value your stuff. If you're just curious what you have, he can tell you what you have. You feel like you've been ripped off, take it in there. He'll let you know. And I'll tell you this. I put my name on it and Troop puts his name on it. You'll never get that ripped off feeling over there. I'm just telling you. He's open, honest, and transparent. Heirloom Jewelers. On Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. They'll open here in about 30 minutes. You can head over there. They're open until 5, Tuesday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturday. Our number, 272-9228, Randall.
Good morning, fellas. Just think how much he'd have to mark it up.
Hey, I dumped that. Don't mention that again. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Hey, I want to tell you, man, I don't know if I was supposed to be teared up a while ago or not, but thank you for that.
And What did I say?
Well, everything you said the first statement, you wrapped it up, you put it in a, wrapped it up, put a bow. I'm gonna go back and download them. I mean, even just thinking about them, just lying to us like that, and lying to our people. You know what I mean? And I ain't talking to Buzz. I mean, you just made it so plain, and then stepped right on into the rest of it, cleared it up. Thank you. I'm gonna go download the podcast ever again, just so I can clip it up, save it, and clip it. And but there's one other thing they're leaving out. The man has started Space Force. Just go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even talk about it. I mean, I felt so embarrassing while I was talking. I mean, even though what I believe.
Hold on, you've gotten away from your microphone. I can't hear you. You're still away from the microphone. Go back to the way you were holding when you first called.
I said, even though it don't matter what I believe, just a while ago, man, I felt like an American and that we've been to the moon and the outlaw's still alive. And it just, man, thank you. Yep. Hey, man, you just don't know how you articulate stuff right now.
Well, it's Randall, just, I needed that. I sure appreciate it.
I needed that little piece. Man, it was perfect. Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday, my friend.
You too, man. Space Force, coming back.
Yeah, I want to join Space Force. Am I too old?
39?
I mean, he was 39 when he went to the moon.
Of course, he'd been flying planes since he was, 20, but...
Well, I've been watching planes fly my whole life.
I'm familiar with the concepts of aerodynamics.
I know what wings are.
I know what Bernoulli's principle is.
Yeah, they use it on race cars.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, just point of reference. The Air Force was originally part of the Army. It was called the Army Air Corps.
Yeah.
My father was in it before they transitioned it to calling it the Air Force sometime.
Way cooler name, Air Force, by the way.
Yeah, it was. And then you had the good song that went with it. So, that was just a little point.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, Fly Me to the Moon, yeah.
No.
Oh.
Who took the blue from the sky and a pretty girl's eye. You've probably never heard that, have you?
What are you talking
blue
about?
Blue from the sky and a pretty girl's eye.
It's the Air Force song.
What, Wild Blue Yonder?
That may
off
be it. I don't know.
Wild Blue Yonder.
No. I'm not going to sing it, but it was...
I'm looking it up. The U.S. Air Force Blue Song. Mm-hmm. I'll play it. I'm not afraid to play it, David.
Well, you're a good man.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're a good man. David Justice is a good man. Go buy a mattress while you can. Get by there. He's a good man. I do like David Justice. Our number, 272-9228, half past 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. I got to do this. I got to take a short break. I don't have time to pull up the Air Force on, but maybe we'll come back to it. It's an Air Force town. We got two Air Force bases in town. Air Force people crawling around here. Did you guys do this at your church? They do it in every July. They ask all the new Air Force people to stand up. And we had to clap and thank them and welcome them to Montgomery. Feel is their appointed duty. Man, I can listen to Bill Withers a lot. I don't listen enough. We'll be back. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. Aye, 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 aye.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It terrible. I mean,
but also not the Air Force anthem.
Not the Air Force.
The one that I was singing, the actual Air Force anthem.
This is I'm not sure what this is called. The Air Force Blue March.
Yeah, it's on an album called Off We Go, which is the song that I was singing.
Yes, yes.
The best of the United States Air Force Band.
Right.
So
right.
While this is a song that exists,
yes,
not the Air Force song.
Not the Air Force song, and it's not terrible though.
No, it's fine. I like big band music sometimes like that.
Yeah, the words are better.
They're
than
rousing.
The words are better than the music.
It almost sounds like the words are like to a. Like a Sinatra type song, and
yeah.
Then this is like their, you know, their march version. This is their John Philip Sousification of it. You know, making a march.
They took the blue from the skies and
they
a pretty girl's
from
eyes.
The skies and the little girl's eyes
and a touch of Old Glory.
Now you know
hue,
why I'm not a singer.
And gave it to the men who proudly wear the Air Force blue. The Air Force blue.
Who loves ya?
You can picture a guy singing that in a lounge with bras being slung at him.
That's right.
Our number 272-9228. We'll get back to the phones in a minute. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over there doing a fantastic job on a daily basis. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, an amazing human being who really just wants to make your life a little better, whether it's one foundation at a time or one slab at a time or One set of piers at a time, or one driveway or patio or walkway or curbing or street, whatever it is. You call Tom Latham. He'll get you squared away at once. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. He's on Facebook, too. That's where I recommend you go. Go to the Facebook page. Yes, I know it's the Evil Empire Facebook, but they got a good service sometimes, and at least use them when you can. It's free. Get by there when you get a chance. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Look it up. Check out some of those before and after pictures, the videos, and you'll be convinced. You'll know what I'm talking about. 284-9292, pennyiron.co, or check out Penny Iron Concrete Technologies on Facebook. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and your calls at 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Kenny from Maxwell. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kenny from Maxwell. I played the Air Force Blue March, and you perked right up.
Yeah, what happened was I heard somebody calling was asking about it. So back in the days before cable, when I was growing up in New York State, when TV actually signed on and off,
yeah,
that was the song that I heard every morning and every night. They would play that. They would show a film clip of, you know, different things about the Air Force, including the Air Force Academy. So, you know, I'd already heard about, you know, here we go, up until about Blue Yonder, which actually goes back to the Air Corps. They had to change it from Nothing Can Beat the Army Air Corps to Nothing Can Beat the U.S. Air Force. But the U.S. Air Force Blue song was the one that I heard, and that's the one I really liked. And it's amazing that a lot of people don't even know, even people in the Air Force don't know the history of that song. But it's interesting because at Maxwell, when they get ready to have their graduation for OTS, that's one of the songs they actually play when the guys are out there marching. Well, guys and gals are out there marching, you know, during the ceremony.
It's probably more offensive, Kenny, for Maxwell, that you referred to them as gals than if you just left them out.
Yeah, well,
if you'd have said the guys were out there marching, you know, because I use guys very broadly, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you guys. I know, but yeah, but you know, gals is something else. Anyway.
Men and women.
Yes, yes. Your point was well taken, and I appreciate that. Are you still in the military, or you just work out there?
No, I worked there, but I retired in 94.
Okay, you've been out a while.
So, as a matter of fact, I retired at Maxwell.
A long time ago when you used to call, I would play Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Did you ever pick up on that?
What was that?
A long time ago when you used to call, I'd go out of bumper music after your call to Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Did you ever pick up on that?
No.
See? Nobody pays attention to the music, Dave.
Well, you guys play great bumper music.
The best bumper music.
Of all time. Just wait till this next song.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I've got some music I could actually suggest, but yeah, you guys, between you and when Joey's playing his stuff, I mean, it's great bumper music.
So. Well, don't lump Joey in with us, because we play the best. He's definitely substandard to this program, though he is better than anyone else.
Correct.
Anyway, thanks for playing that song. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
You know what happened to me on a military base one time? I was at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Believe it or not, there's an Air Force Base called Seymour Johnson.
Right.
And I guess at 5 o'clock every day, you have to stop whatever you're doing and just stand there?
Yeah. They pull the flag down.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They play, I guess, retreat or something like that? Yeah. I didn't know that. And so I'm just babbling and walking and talking. Everybody stops dead in their tracks. I'm like, come on, guys, we're going to be late.
Did people, like, when I was growing up, people would, like, you'd stop your car and, like, put it in park and get out. Depending, like, not on, like, the main road, but, like, if you were, you know, in a neighborhood or whatever, what you were supposed to do.
I was walking across Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and I'm not the most popular guy there at the moment.
You weren't working on the grass, were you?
I try not to walk on grass, period.
It's a big no-no, too.
And the military base?
Yeah.
Why?
Just one of those, don't walk on the parade field. Just, like, you walk on sidewalks for a reason.
Well, that's...
The sidewalk's there for a reason, sir.
Well, this isn't Arby's.
Ma'am.
I get onto my kids all the time at church because they shortcut corners.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, just take one extra step, hit that concrete, and keep moving. If you're barefoot, get on the grass. You know, burn your feet up on that concrete. I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot of things that they need to tell you in life. Professional ethics, things you can't learn.
Correct.
By observation, you have to be told. Because you won't have a chance to observe them until you need to use them. This goes back to what I tell people. Don't put a 16-year-old in a car without drilling them on what to do when they're pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send a kid to college without drilling them on what to do in given situations. Don't send a kid out on a date without drilling them on what to do in, you know. I mean, especially, you know, you're sending a boy out and he's going to pick up a girl. Explain boundaries to that young man. He may not know.
Right. How would he if no one told him?
Right. Explain the boundaries and what's civil behavior and what's expected of him on a date. You stand up at the table when the woman comes back. Very few people still do that, by the way. Woman comes to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Very few people stand up. They should all stand up. They're women, Dave.
That sounds Victorian.
I'm not talking about trannies.
Actual women.
Yeah, tranny comes up. You just look the other way and hope she doesn't look at you.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Susan. No, it's not, Jim. Man serving time for fatal DUI assigned to work at alcohol distributor.
I say this.
Now, granted, the headline sounds bad.
I know. The headline's just so great that I didn't even read the article.
When you read the article, you realize it's over-the-top manufactured outrage. Well, and I love Daryl Bailey.
Right.
He's my friend. I like him.
Right.
But this is manufactured outrage. That's but when so you read funny. The title, you see why the manufactured outrage works here.
Right.
You see why people are buying it. Here's the headline again. Man serving time for fatal DUI assigned to work at alcohol distributor. A guy hit somebody, hit a 22-year-old, killed her. He was terrible. He's 3 times the legal limit. They gave him 20 years in prison, which seems a lot. And he's out on work release. And one of the places you can work on work release for the Alabama Department of Corrections is Bama Budweiser, which is a fine place. I got no complaints about Bama Budweiser.
Right.
My only complaints would be that they serve Budweiser.
Well?
And Bud Light and Michelob, which is horrific all. But because alcohol isn't sold or consumed on the premises, they do qualify. And this guy wasn't prohibited from working there, even though he had tragically taken the life of a 22-year-old. So,
Yeah, I know, but still.
Everybody gets all outraged.
But the headline's hilarious.
The headline works.
It's a great headline.
The headline scans. But the story doesn't hold up when you read through the story. I don't know. Dave, I got a fundraising update for the 1st Congressional District.
Yeah?
Yeah. $1.25 million raised total during the second quarter of this year. 1st Congressional District, of course, covering Baldwin and Mobile counties entirely, and then some of the other counties around it. Mobile County Commissioner Lee Carl Jr., Jerry Lee Carl Jr., Jerry Lee. He ought to be able to raise money just on his name. I'd give money to a guy named Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee Carl Jr. raised $600,000.
Whoa.
And has $540,000 on hand.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not see that one. I saw the other two.
Did not see that coming, did you?
Sheesh.
State Senator Bill Hightower raised $386,000. Has $367,000 on hand. State Representative Chris Pringle raised a healthy $215,000. Has a cash balance of $193,000. Some guy named Douglas Wesley Lambert, the Thoid. The Thoid. That's probably why he's running. He's got three sticks behind his name. Reported receipts of $48,000. Cash balance of just $2,000.
Yeah. Somebody's ripping him off. Either that or he's probably spending all on signs.
I think he's a Democrat.
Yeah. Either way.
If he'd have spent $46,000 on signs, he needs to be hit upside the head.
I'm just saying, like, I'm sure if listen.
Oh
if,
no, he's a Republican. Excuse me.
If you raise $48,000 and you have two on hand, you're wasting your money somewhere.
Yeah, somebody's draining you. Well, unless he just
no.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a strategy where that might maybe you buy a bunch of TV and try to boost your poll numbers so you can raise more money.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff.
No, me either.
James Averhart, the only Democratic candidate to report in the second quarter, receipts of $16,000 on hand of $8,000. Kiani Gardner, filed paperwork with the FEC, but has not announced a candidacy or raised money yet. Hmm. How about that county commissioner, though, Jerry Lee Carl Jr.?
Jerry Carl, yeah.
Will we have potentially a congressman named Jerry Lee?
Potentially.
Jerry Lee Carl? I mean, that's the most Alabama-sounding name I've heard in a while.
Hightower had 300 on hand?
Hightower has 367 on hand.
And what about Pringle?
192.
Gotcha.
Old boy's got 540. Now, he also may have loaned himself 600 grand. He may not actually be wanting to spend that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Can we stop talking about heat waves? Can we refer to heat waves
as the way the weather?
Yeah, the way they were always referred to throughout history, which is summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive heat wave going on around the world right now. You mean it's summer, right? The earth has tilted back towards the sun? Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean by heat wave? It's July? Massive heat wave. Here's the AP headline. U.S. heat wave just warming up for long and scorching weekend. Did they sing songs about that? The hazy days of summer?
Hazy days of winter.
Well, that was... I don't know. Seems like people are freaking out over weather. Temperatures in parts of the east won't drop below the mid to upper 70s at night. Eh.
Okay.
That's how we live from March to October.
Hand me down a walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro Bonus Days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit with 2 batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro Bonus Days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account. And enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply, U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing wants to keep that hot water flowing. They're not full of hot air. They're full of hot water. And they want to make sure it's not in the form of a ticking time bomb sitting over your head, but that it is a tankless water heater that never runs out of hot water. Endless hot water. Cole Plumbing can do that. Cole Plumbing can do so much more. They got proprietary pipelining technology, so they don't have to dig when most other people do. And they're number one in the number two business. You know, so you got a lot of options in the world. I understand that. And this is America, and anybody can fire up a plumbing business and try to earn your business. I recommend you call Cole Plumbing, though. 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Or you can just reach out to my man, James Cole. James Cole, CC Cole, Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole, the whole family over there. Cole Plumbing, generous, generous people, doing a great job here in the city of Montgomery for a long time, over 40 years. Over 40 years. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. George.
Hey, Baron, it was Montgomery native Nat King Cole that did Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
There you go. Ah. That's it. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and then that was Bananarama that did A Hazy Shade of Winter.
No, that was the Bengals. That was the Bengals.
The Bengals. Oh, God, I made a mistake. I can't believe it. Anyway, I have a helpful tidbit for everybody. Tonight at 5 o'clock, the doors open for a mayoral forum at the Crump Senior Center out on Dickinson Drive.
Yep.
And all the candidates, I hope, will be there, and you can ask your own questions. And it'll be a good time to be had by all. And we're going to take questions until about 5:45, and then we're going to compile them.
Now, what role do you have at the Crump Senior Center with this with this forum?
I'm doing two things. I'm setting up chairs, and then I'm going to be the moderator.
Oh, George is the moderator?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's tonight at what time?
The doors open at 5. The forum starts at 6.
Oh, man. I have to coach a basketball game from 5:30 to 6:30, but I may swing by afterwards.
Well, come on by.
I went last time and watched John DeVoe embarrass himself, and very very little other stuff really took place. Do you think it'll be better than it was last time? It was crowded last time, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're going to have a crowd up on the stage with 13 candidates. Now,
Yeah, 13 people qualified.
Yes, 13.
You guys don't have some sort of a floor on the minimal qualifications to get into the forum?
No, the Montgomery County Election Center does all that for us.
Wow, and, that's terrible. Can I offer you some advice then as the forum leader, as the moderator?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
There's only like four or five people really want to hear from.
Okay.
Let's keep it to a minimum on everybody else. How about that?
Well, right now we're looking at, with 13 candidates, we're looking at 2 minutes each for opening statements and then answering questions.
Each candidate gets 2 minutes. Is that what you're saying? Total?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Two minutes to give an opening statement and answer the questions. You will get a total combined 2 minutes.
No, for the entire evening, you will get 2 minutes to make an opening statement, and then 2 more minutes on the first question, and then 2 more minutes on the second question, and so forth.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't like these forums.
Why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is, for a lot of, now the one at Crump Senior Center last time was significantly more crowded than your average candidate forum. But generally speaking, the only people there have already made up their mind and they're not budging. They're usually workers for the campaigns or the family members of the candidates. And so you might be talking to 5 total people who are truly undecided. And I can just think of a better use of 2 hours of my life than getting ready, driving over, and talking to 5 people. You know, while they're foruming up at the Elmore County Republican Forum, I would rather be, shaking hands at the Must Stop Cafe over there on Wetumpka Highway.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying? Now the one at the Crump Senior Center, the second problem is, a lot of people refer to forums as debates. Like CNN had that forum a couple weeks ago, and they called it a debate. That's not a debate at all. as a forum.
You're right.
A debate
and
is.
We're not.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're at least calling it a forum, but in a forum, okay, what am I going to explain in 2 minutes? What kind of questions are you going to ask me that I can give you an answer in 2 minutes?
What taxes would you prefer for Montgomery? What new taxes, if any?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess you could answer that in 2 minutes.
Yeah, you'd say occupational tax and property tax, that's all we can stand.
Okay. The answer is they're all going to say, you know, we really got to get into office and look and see the budget. You know, I'm for as little taxes as we absolutely have to have. And if we can cut taxes, I'm going to look at trying to do that. And if we have to adjust here and there, you know, we'll do. What are you asking them anything on crime and police?
It depends. We are going to take questions from the public.
Oh, don't do that. That's terrible. Don't do that. Just make up your own questions. To hell with the public. They're going to ask the worst questions you've ever heard in your life.
Well, we're not going to honor all of them either.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to take up questions and then select one.
Yes, we're going to edit the questions and compile them. Yes.
So you might as well just ask your own questions. They'll be better that way.
Well, okay.
Can I give you a question to ask?
Go ahead.
All right. Do we have an adequate number of police, and are you interested in shaking up the flow chart, the hierarchy, eliminating positions, rearranging positions? Will you keep the same police chief, or are you going to bring somebody else in? That's a 2 minute question.
Okay.
You can answer that 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a valid question. We'll probably get something like that police in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh Lord, we have too much crime. What are you going to do? Well, yeah. You know. I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
But as far as the police chief, that's a pretty specific question, and we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can throw it. You don't want to ask just a police chief for 2 minutes, but you can throw it in on the back of, do we have enough police? Do we need a public safety director? Do we need, you know, are we going to get a new police chief? I mean, I think people, those are questions that I'd like to know before, I'm not in Montgomery, but those are questions I'd like to know before going to the voting booth.
Yeah.
Now, those are questions we can't ask out in Pike Road. No police.
Well, you got the sheriff. He's elected.
Yeah. But we,
maybe we'll have a county for him someday.
Pike Road gets like 4% of the vote on sheriff. And Derek Cunningham does a great job. Derek and Kevin do a fantastic job together. The sheriff is in great hands. In fact, what I would like to do as mayor of the city of Montgomery, should I decide to jump in and run, since Ed Kroll can run from Pike Road, I might as well. I would like to see the city and county combined and have the sheriff lead the police department. That way there's accountability to the public.
Yes, and why does Montgomery even have a police department? Why don't we just use the sheriff like Pike Road does? I mean, if we had done that for the last 200 years, we might be better.